You know what that music means? So we're trying something a little bit different to try and resolve some of the issues behind the scenes.
Oh,
a
look at
bit.
Brock Dash Cam. Dash Cam. All right.
He's about as effective with his
bold
camera angles as you are. Your dashboard
I love
looks
it.
Amazing.
Yeah, you can see the dash. It's beautiful.
It is Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com. Rob, good morning. How you doing? What? You're not moving, right?
No, I'm not. So I just got done with an oil change that I was hoping would be done in time for me to get back home. But ultimately, they ran late. They did give me a $25 off coupon, though, so I got a deal. Oh. So it was worth it, but I want to sit here and see you guys instead of just talk to you on the phone. I don't know how the camera's quite angled, but I did my best.
Well, I do have to admit, I thoroughly enjoyed your appearance on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy earlier this week when they were having technical difficulties. So you were on video, but you were talking on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? You got to give the people what they want.
And what people want to see is your handsome mug.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're going through the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to steal that. I like that, going through this, because then it really focuses where you're at. That's a better angle than what I do. I like that.
Rob, we obviously talked to all these all the coordinators yesterday. We talked to Love. We talked to it was the entire week condensed into one day.
Yep.
As you get ready to depart for Detroit, what is the number one thing that you think Packers fans should be worried about in this matchup?
Yeah, just the magnitude of what the Lions are facing this week, Jason. I mean, like, if they lose this game, they might be in big trouble. I think the Packers could still lose it and be okay. But, I mean, you know, if they lose this one, they obviously would be two games behind the Packers, right, and would lose the tiebreaker or that 2.5, or I don't know how you figure the stupid tie. But, you know, it's a big game for them as well as these guys. But, you know, I just think that, like, with this team, you just sort of never know what you're going to get with the Packers. Like last week's game plan or how it played out certainly surprised me with how they just, you know, you wouldn't think you lose your running back, you're going to go with a run heavy game plan, but they did. So you never know what to expect with this team.
Rob, how much of Jordan's injury, and I think, you know, Jason has mentioned that it's been downplayed a little bit. How much of that do you think went into last week's game plan, and how much do you think we'll look at what Green Bay, how they're going to attack Detroit's defense, keeping that in mind?
That's a great question, Tausch. My instinct was that it didn't have a lot to do with Love's injury. That was my first thought, but then, you know, thinking about it, maybe they just wanted to keep him out of harm's way as much as possible. I mean, it is the left shoulder, and like, I don't know how bad a left shoulder has to be, a non-throwing shoulder has to be, before you can't play with it. I mean, I know Jason was asking some guys yesterday about how Baker Mayfield had a similar injury and couldn't finish the game. And I guess I don't have a great feel, Tausch, for you know, just how limiting a non-throwing shoulder would be. I did ask Love if he would be able to play if this was to his throwing shoulder, and he basically said, I don't know. I've never had anything like this to my throwing shoulder. So I don't have a great feel for just how serious this is.
Rob, when you look at them defensively, for the Packers defensively, Tausch thinks, and Tausch, tell me if I'm misquoting you, Tausch thinks we're going to see more David Montgomery than Jahmyr Gibbs because of everything Jahmyr Gibbs did.
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
That's not what I said. I said they're going to try to pound the football, and I think Montgomery will get more touches than maybe he has. Yeah. It's still going to be Gibbs.
Well, wasn't the first game, didn't they throw the ball to Gibbs like a million times for like not many yards?
Yeah, Charlie checked down.
If I remember right.
Ten catches for like 7 yards. Yeah.
It was like 30 yards or something, right? 10 catches for 30 or 31 yards, something like that. Like, that was not an effective strategy, for sure. You know, it'll be interesting to me, you know, does Quay Walker come back and play this week? Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, Quay impacts the run game defense you know, maybe almost as much as anybody, including the interior of the defensive line. So I think Detroit's probably going to look at that and see. You know, they played a ton. The Packers did play a ton of nickel last week. Tyron Hopper, I think, played about 16 or 18 snaps. Mm-hmm. Now, they only had 44 snaps on defense, but they clearly were going nickel and keeping two linebackers, which, again, could have been in response to the formations that the Vikings were using as well. But it'll be interesting to see if Quay is or isn't out there, how the Lions try to attack that with the run game.
To your point, 10 catches on 10 targets for 31 yards. Yeah. His longest gain was
quite
seven.
The average.
That was because it was he's running for his life and he just is getting rid of it. Like, I don't think the game plan was to dump it to him 10 times for 30 yards. It's probably why Campbell's calling plays now.
Well, and in addition to that, their rushing numbers from that matchup, Montgomery 11 carries 25 yards, Jahmyr Gibbs 9 carries 18 yards, and 14 of the 19 were on one run. If they can do that against this offense, now that Dan Campbell's calling the game, I feel fairly confident that the Packers win the ball game. Rob, what else has
way
struck
to go out
you
on that ledge? Hey. That's a heck of a ledge you just went out on there, old boy. Wow.
Indeed.
Living dangerously, Rob,
being bold. Being facetious. Yeah, I learned
Risky wild Jason.
Hey.
Wow.
The bold ski. Pipe down over there behind your steering wheel.
Oh, what a pipe. Oh, boy. Fight.
Not at all.
The bold ski. No, hey, that's fair, man. I got no response for that. That's fair.
Rob, I saw this from Dan Campbell. He expects Jaden Reed to play. Do you?
Yeah, I heard. So one of the things I did while I was sitting here waiting for my car to be done was pre-write my Jaden Reed has been activated story, and I'm writing this going, there's no way he's going to play. I mean, he practiced basically one time last Friday. And then, like, you know, I don't, you know, the listening to Adam Stenovich yesterday, the offensive coordinator, I walked away from that thinking he will play, and maybe I'm discounting the fact that they would never put him out there with such limited practice time. Like that just goes against everything they've ever done. And I mean, I think, Jason, if we learn anything in this job, it's you know, they do things a certain way most of the time with certain situations, and this would not fit that mold. But boy, I don't know. I thought enough of it that I pre-wrote my story in case it happens this afternoon right as I'm about to get on the plane. So I guess I can't rule it out. I would be surprised, though.
What do you do? Just throw it away then if it doesn't happen?
No, I'd save it for next week and change the dates and the, you know, not this many practices.
And, you know, hey. Atta, babe. Hey, work smarter, not harder, right? That's how it's got to be.
What is your best story that you pre-wrote that never saw the light of day?
Yeah, so
Dunkin' Donuts.
I love that you asked that. I hate doing work that never gets used, and I've told my bosses this. But Rodgers last year as the starter, right? They had to win the last game to make the playoffs, and I wrote what I thought was a pretty damn good story about how they turned the season around and made the playoffs. That story was going to publish at the gun when they won the game. Like, it was probably, honestly, I don't write that long, Jason, but it was probably 1,800, 2,000 words, which for me is really, really long. Talked to a bunch of people. It was this inside look at how they turned the season around. I liked it so much that I took a screenshot of, like, the first four or five paragraphs and the next day said, this is what I had written, and they make the playoffs. I was really proud of that story.
And only because we've known each other for a really long time did I know exactly what the story was that you were about to share. We talked a lot about Micah Parsons yesterday, and thanks to you for keeping your recorder going with the Enter Sandman concept, which I'm going to write about for tomorrow. But when you look at what Micah Parsons has done, we talked about how 10 sacks in each of his first five seasons. Reggie White's the only one to do that in his first five NFL seasons. Has he had the impact that you anticipated, or has it been even greater than you thought when you were talking to your buddy Todd Archer, who's the Rob Domofsky of the Cowboys beat, and were getting the information when he was coming to Green Bay?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely been what I expected, but I expected a lot. And you know, I don't know that I would say exceeded because my expectations for him were very high. And I think for the most part, he's met those expectations. And not just from, you know, the sacks and the pressure numbers, which are obviously off the charts, but just sort of the I don't want to say cockiness, but just the confidence that he brings to the locker room. And, you know, it'll be interesting, though, Jason, when playoffs roll around. This is a guy who has had really no playoff success, maybe no fault of his own. But, you know, like a lot of guys look to him for inspiration and leadership. Well, he might have to look to others for how it's done, you know, in the postseason and when they get there or if they get there. So to me, that's the biggest question mark. And, you know, if you look at Micah a little bit over his career, he has trailed off just a little bit late in the season sometimes. And, you know, maybe hasn't been, you know, he's been great at closing games. Has he been great at closing seasons? You might have to look that up. I don't have that in front of me, but I do think
no,
I
don't
have
my steering wheel in front of me.
Yes. But no, I think, you know, a couple of things. One, you pay a guy that much money and you give up that much, you hold your breath hoping that he's available all the time. And he plays and he plays and plays and plays snap after snap. So that's not a concern. And then B, you hope that it has the impact both on and off the field. And I think it 100% has.
All right, Rob, before we let you go, the other thing that I thought was interesting, other than you maybe kind of, sort of, but not really, almost running over Rich Bisacci in the parking lot yesterday, is that the special teams finally didn't stink. And we have been critical of Bisacci on this program, but McManus made all of his kicks. They've gotten some bump from Savion Williams on returns, even though he walks around in a walking boot all week long. They had the big play from Zane Anderson. Is that the wild card here? Bisacci was talking about how he and the Lions special teams coordinator have gone against each other forever. Is that potentially the wild card in this game?
Like that. You know, it's only the wild card if they do something bad, I feel like, you know.
Right.
Which I guess could make it a wild card. I think I asked them the question about, are you finally over the issues with McManus? And he said, well, last game sort of indicated we were. I think you asked him, do you feel like you've turned a corner? And he said, yeah, but, you know, typical, you're only as good as your last game kind of thing. But it does feel like a little bit that they have some things, you know, going in the right direction. And, you know, he brought up the point last year that about how last year they lost Zane Anderson late in the year and how much that impacted their special teams. And I'd sort of forgotten about that. And you know, injuries are obviously going to happen. But, like, you know, maybe that was a part of some of the things that maybe went wrong. I don't think that's why Keyshawn Nixon fumbled the opening kickoff against the Eagles, but maybe it would have been blocked better if Zane Anderson had been out there. So you just don't know. But I did think that was an – and Rich was not using that as an excuse. I mean, we asked him about Zane Anderson. So, but I do think he's special teams, Jason, is – I mean, we've seen it over the – it's just a hold-your-breath kind of thing, right?
No matter who's running them, it feels like. And Bisaccia, the criticism we've had is he was supposed to finally put an end to that. And they've had all kinds of issues, as if Sean Menenga was still in charge and stuff.
Mo Drayton.
Mo Drayton. Rob, safe travels to Detroit. Enjoy your time there.
The weather is starting to get bad here. I'm a little concerned about the crew over at Austin Straubel International Airport getting us out of here, but hopefully.
As long as you're there in time for the parade, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I'll be walking to the stadium.
Rob, we appreciate you. Thanks. Safe travels, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll be seeing you.
That is Rob Domofsky from his oil change in his car with his phone in between the
that
portions.
That just reminded
of his...
me. I just booked my oil change at Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie after watching Rob. So
are you going to book
you,
it
Rob.
During the show so you can do a segment from Zimbrick?
I was just thinking, as Rob just did that, I want to do a week-long where am I and what am I doing? Because you guys always love it when I'm on the road and the camera's in a goofy spot. And I guess last week
we
at this
always
time I was
love
at,
it. I'm not sure that's
Jesse.
An
I think it's,
yeah, it's our favorite.
Jesse,
thing.
You enjoy it. You don't
oh,
know what
yeah.
you're getting.
We love working through that. Yeah, that's great. Love it.
All right, it's you really know what? Fun. I won't do it then. Here I am trying to come up with some creative fun.
Sick bird, bro. Boy, you really stuck it to okay. us there.
If once a year you want to be aware Jason's in the world basement. Is old tea and you do it from a car or a cliff or wherever.
I'm going to sit in Jason's basement and I'm going to be mopey and go mopey.
I do it.
Maybe I'll do my laundry and maybe get some crochet out and start crocheting.
Dude, I got to be honest.
110 cats that are at my feet.
You being distracted by my laundry folding has put a major crimp in my laundry planning. But I, out of respect for your focus, I obviously have stopped doing that. What I have not stopped doing is checking out Bucks
Thank
Plus.
You so much for doing your job instead of household
No
chores.
One said I wasn't
Thank
doing my
you,
job.
Jason.
I was multitasking.
Oh, my God.
And you can multitask by listening to God. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend and my favorite player growing up, Marcus Johnson, takes you inside the team's pursuit of a championship. From the Bucks stars on how competition is building chemistry and fueling another run to win it all. They got to win a game here to get back to that process. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Thanks, as always, to Rob Domofsky as he wrapped up his oil change and joined us here. We are doing the show on Friday. I think it's important to let everyone know that. It's the day after a game. We haven't always done Black Friday shows, but we are definitely going to be on the airwaves on Friday. So is Jen, Gabe, and Shuey. So is Jim, Matt, and Molly. But even though we're going to be doing the show on Friday, we're going to do the weekend preview now.
And that's because we're going to be spending, we would think, Friday reviewing what happened in the Packers game, not looking ahead to the football weekend.
That's a weird week. It is a weird week. So, Jesse, I understand.
I could see old T's skepticism in doing the weekend preview, so I felt like we had to address it.
Yeah. You're really perceptive to have noticed that because it was very subtle.
Yeah, he's quite the poker player.
Did you say supple or subtle?
I definitely did not say that you are supple.
Thanksgiving weekend, always one of the biggest football weekends of the year. We all know the biggest game, not including the Packers or Badgers, 2:30 Friday afternoon on CBS Sports Network. The New Mexico Lobos hosting the San Diego State Aztecs in a Mountain West thriller on Black Friday. Winner very likely goes to the Mountain West Conference title game. And likely hosts it, I believe, based on how the standings play. I love the Mountain West Conference. I'm going to miss those teams all being in there when they go to the Pac-12. It's going to be fun, though. Besides the college games, because there are a lot to choose from, let's focus on the NFL slate this weekend. So in addition to Packers and Lions on Thanksgiving Day, Chiefs-Cowboys is your dessert after Packers-Lions, 3:30 on CBS. Bengals-Ravens in primetime as you're falling asleep after eating all your turkey all day, 7:20 on NBC, or primetime Thursday night game. Bears-Eagles, Black Friday football on Amazon Prime, 2 o'clock Friday afternoon for the red-hot Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. Then on Sunday, 3 p.m., Vikings at Seahawks. Like having the 3 p.m. game, Vikings at Seahawks. Bills-Steelers, your 3:25 national CBS game. Josh Allen and maybe Aaron Rodgers playing for the Steelers. And then your Sunday night game, which on Thanksgiving weekend, I feel like Sunday night and Monday night football always kind of end up feeling like, all right, that's a little too much football this weekend. Broncos Commanders, your Sunday night game on Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, woof.
Yeah, see, it's out like a lamb after a heavy dose of football all weekend long. Which one stands out most to you, Tausch, that you want to make sure you tune in for?
Yeah, I want to check out the New Mexico game. That's the one I'm intrigued by. I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
I said besides the New Mexico game. We said that's the big one.
Well, I'm going to watch Michigan-Ohio State. It'll be fun. Is that on there, or is that off the list, too?
The best games are Michigan-Ohio State or not?
The best games are Thursday and Friday. I think that Bears-Eagles game is, from a Packer fan standpoint, that is the most important game of the weekend outside of our own. So I'm not even sure who I want to have win that game. Because we can eat against the Bears. We're done with Philly. We need Philly to keep slipping. So I think I want the Bears to beat Philly. And then we can go hunt the Bears twice and take that over. So that game will be intriguing. And by the way, NFL, what a great job of scheduling. I mean, that's a great game to be putting up there on that Friday. So I don't know how they do it, but then they get an absolute clunker. Outside of that, I mean, yeah, I think Buffalo, I'd like to see Buffalo in the AFC. That's the team I'm pulling for in the AFC. Long-suffering fan base. If I could draw it up, Green Bay-Buffalo Super Bowl would be fantastic. I don't think Buffalo is going to have the dogs to do it, though. So that would be the game I'd pick, Jesse. Buffalo-Pittsburgh.
I'm going to watch that New Mexico game. Oh, wait, we eliminated that one.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Bows
Woo!
Up.
Woo!
Okay. We are very happy for Jason Eck, and we're excited for his team's success.
Press conferences, I don't know where he started. He started talking about asking guys to do their firstborn. Like, there's... You got to just check out his press guy. Like, it's clipped. It's all clipped on social media.
Is he going to be at New Mexico next year?
Is what?
Because Luke Fickle.
Jason,
there's a lot of jobs open out there.
No, he's Jason Eck is your next Badgers coach. I believe that in my heart.
2040 after multiple national titles for Luke Fickle.
We just flipped a 4-star offensive lineman from BC. Coming to Scotty. A lot of flipping going on.
Rip. Jason! I stand by my statement. I also stand by the game that I'm intrigued by on Sunday is Bills Steelers. Aaron Rodgers tried to get the medical staff of the Steelers to let him play with a fractured left wrist so he could continue his I own you, I still own you spiel. At Soldier Field, they did not let him, and they lost. He is apparently going to play this week.
So, hey, oh boy, what are the thoughts? What are your thoughts? Pittsburgh's not going to make the playoffs. You sure old boy's going to want? He doesn't want to end with. He did it last year. What do you think if KOC calls him? Is like, dude, man, we screwed up.
Yes, dude, I am 100% on board with this. Continue,
dude.
Finish your career arc in mini. You got Jay Jettis. You got this crew. We need you for 1 year and 1 year only. Help us with McCarthy. Will you come?
Sign me up.
He will do that. I would bet. That'll be the only way he comes back to play another year.
What are you doing?
I love your theory. That is the weekend preview for us anyway. What time does that New Mexico game kick again?
2:30 on Friday afternoon, CBS Sports Network.
Or Paramount Plus.
Or Paramount
Plus. Or you can also watch Landman, which I keep seeing commercials for when I have the Equalizer on in the background when I'm writing.
I don't know if you're a Landman.
I have zero interest in Landman.
I know you do.
I'll watch it.
I know you do.
Yeah, I'm still working my way through
it's
Ozark.
Not Jason's cup of tea.
What is my cup of tea is the UU Noodle Bar and everything else that they've got that's great at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
I wonder if they're open. How good would that be for a little Thanksgiving? Whoa.
With Aunt
Head
Cindy.
On down. It's 60 minutes from the Madison Metro, and it is an unbelievable play. Jesse and I are feeling really good. We have the 9.5 wins for the G&G. We get one on Thursday. That's a lock stocker. But they have the great sports book. They got table games. They got slots. They got it all down there. And they also, it's time to experience what true high-limit play feels like, surrounded by the rhythm, the indulgence, and that unmistakable energy that Hard Rock Casino Rockford has to offer. We elevate the high-limit room experience to deliver premium table games. You play tailored for discerning players, enhanced game rules, including blackjack, where the dealer will stand on a soft 17. You enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high-limit action that sets the Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. Your next hand could be your best yet. Visit the high-limit room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge. Again, about 60 minutes from the greater Madison area.
Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, which will once again be judged by AFC Richmond Analytics Collective, are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wildy and Tausch.
It is our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels and royalty-free Hard Rock.
I think I should have won last week.
Royalty-free. Jesse, is there a thing as royalty-free, like light pop?
Yeah.
Or is that not part of it?
We're gonna die. We'll
adult contempo.
Believe me, you're gonna hear
yacht
fair
rock?
Share of anything. Oh yeah, we can get some
royalty-free.
Let's
yacht
go
rock.
A little yacht rock.
Yeah.
Too.
We'll yes. find it. We'll find it for you in the coming days. Yep.
Christopher Cross.
Sean Ryan had a great game last week, and everyone was asked about him afterward, and I didn't even get a glimpse at winning Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
He watched Eric Wilson run by him into Jordan
one
Love's
time,
lap.
One time. He had a great game. Everyone said how good he played.
That was
all right, Warren Brinson. I'm going Brinson as my Steinhoffler. I think he's done some. He's been a little flashy. He's done some flash, and I just all he's got to do is make one play, and he wins. Because I feel like with this new, I don't even know what the hell is going on. Collective and Gerriard and Richmond.
You
and
started
they,
this. This is
they,
your
well,
fault.
Well, they left
this
Clinkster
is, this
out
is
of
your
it.
Party to
again,
figure out. Yeah.
This is a beautiful community that we've built, and I love it. There's going to be disagreements within beautiful communities. That happens.
Yeah, but you fired them.
It's beyond disagreement.
It wasn't just
but
a disagreement.
Somehow, and I didn't fire them. I never hired. Well, fair enough. I don't know. So I don't know what is going on, and I'm not sure. We are basically giving an unauthorized regulatory body power that they've not even received.
It does seem
it is a weird deal.
It does seem as if Gerriard has upped his game in response to your firing him from a volunteer position.
He basically told me to blank off is what happened.
I'm rebranding.
And I have to admit.
I mean, he's giving us random stats now that they were never
yeah,
doing
I
under
know.
Your leadership.
I have to admit, Gerriard has he's taken the vacuum and he has just completely usurped all power.
Sounds like Richmond AFC and Analytics won this breakup.
For sure. So I don't know if I'm gonna if I will adhere to what they've said and done. I have my own I'm keeping my own tally on Steinhoffler's also, but I'm going Brinson. I think he's going to make one play. It's all he needs, and we're going to win that way.
All right, Jesse, I assume you're going to take Sean Ryan again, so I'm going to go first, and then you can give yours.
Anyone imagine Tausch's tally like on the wall, and it just says old T wins, and it's every hash mark for him?
Like Bart Simpson writing out the long sentences at the start of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Except it's Tausch winning every single
everyone.
One. So I am going all Disney on this. I am going all in on the happy ending, great moment, Thanksgiving Day miracle story angle. Kamal Haddon is going to be my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. He gets a pick against Jared Goff. I'm doing this like I do my brackets for the NCAA tournament. I make my picks based on what I'm hoping happens instead of what I'm predicting to happen. I think if this were to happen, it would be a great story. So I will go Kamal Haddon as my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week.
Josh Wiley is my pick.
Thank you.
All right. Great job.
Tight end.
All right. Nice work.
Use him. Josh Wiley.
Okay.
Okay. So that's our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week presented by Steinhoffels. And as you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, Steinhoffels wants to remind you they will be closed on Thanksgiving Day so their employee owners can enjoy time with their family and friends. But on Friday, they've got you covered. Steinhoffels is opening early and staying open late, 8 to 8, for their biggest Black Friday sale ever. Save 10% off store-wide and get $50 instant cash back for every $499 that you spend. And don't forget the doorbusters. Recliners for just $229. Sofas for $299. Incredible deals. Even better, buy a premium mattress and get free Premier delivery on everything. So shop in-store or online anytime, including on Thanksgiving, if you want to do it, on steinhoffels.com. Don't miss it. Wildy and Tausch rolls on next, so stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The Hard Rock Edition of Wildy and Tausch rolls on.
Royalty free, of course.
We'll get to our prize picks for the weekend, our headlines, and trivia in the 11 o'clock hour.
I don't want to hear any complaints about no holiday music next week either, just so knows.
Hey, for we won't go too far behind the scenes, but quite frankly, we like our music that you're familiar with, but there are Spotify and the issues we had with them, and there are some challenges that come with YouTube as well, that even though we pay for royalty receiving music in order to use it, there's been issues with other platforms. And so we want to Tausch makes fun of me when I say I want to meet people where they are. But if you prefer, I'd like to get back on Spotify, those jerks. I want to make sure people don't have any issues with watching on YouTube. So if this is a small sacrifice we have to make with our royalty-free hard rock, I'm happy to do it. Tausch, we've made some jokes about us going to Aunt Cindy's, but at no point have we discussed your Thanksgiving plans. And I think Sarah and E are gone. You mentioned the issues you had yesterday.
So they're back.
So what is your big Thanksgiving plan?
We have to celebrate a little earlier than usual because I'm heading up to Minneapolis, going to work most of tomorrow and then get back Saturday. So we will be doing our Thanksgiving as a family more tonight. Tonight.
Oh.
Than on the actual Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, that sounds absolutely delightful. I am curious, though, if you're celebrating
gonna
tonight.
To royalty, we're going to listen to music with royalties included.
Are you going to be eating anything from Jones Dairy Farm?
We are doing a fun little shoot this afternoon with Jones Dairy Farm. It's going to be delightful. And, yes, Jones products are perfect for the holidays. You got those beautiful hams, so much flavor that adds to the table. And these natural sausage rolls, whether you like the pork, chicken, turkey, or the original, just think about how much better your stuffing will be when you add a little bit of that either sausage or pork sausage roll in there. It's delightful. So, yes, go ahead, find Jones products at jonesdairyfarm.com. Add to your holiday. It's going to make your dinner that much better. Jason, you're heading down with Aunt Cindy down to Sheboygan. Grab yourself a Jones Dairy roll and bring that down there. Throw it in the stuffing, and it's just going to add and enhance everything that you're doing down there for your holiday dinner.
Yes. The 11 o'clock hour starts with our prize picks for the weekend next, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.